Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Glad you asked on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. You were just telling me some college football news about Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah, it says that Ole Miss has filed a waiver because Chambliss, my Trinidad Chambliss, did not play his second season at Ferris State where he transferred in, dealing with persistent respiratory issues. His attorney, Tom Mars, has indicated he is also preparing legal action in Mississippi for an injunction and damages. So they're going to force them to give him this year.
Okay. Yeah. And then he just has to decide if he wants to take it.
Yeah.
I would go to all this trouble and not do it.
That's
right?
True. So I'm like, hey, no, but you still, you know what? Yeah, you got to go do it because he's still going to put his evaluation in.
Yeah.
And so.
And if he comes back as a first rounder.
You got to go.
You got to go.
You got to go.
Ferris State University. Any guesses as to where that might be located?
It is in Ohio.
Michigan.
Okay.
Good guess, though. Midwest. All right. Phone lines are open and they're half full. So that means there's three available. 404-726-0929 if you want to jump on hold on a Funk Friday and ask us a question. We'll start with James, who's in Decatur. Hey, James.
Hey, man. How y'all doing up there?
Pretty good.
Look, I just got a question. Did you think the Falcons ever consider the defense coordinator for head coaching job? Thanks.
Thank you, James.
No.
No. But they did tell the Cowboys to kick rocks.
Yeah, I mean,
they tried to interview him.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that because you don't know what's, because he's going to be in demand as a D coordinator. But there's a lot of good defensive coordinators out there. But yeah, if I'm the Falcons at the position where I'm at right now, I'm not letting any of my coaches go, except for like special teams coach, guys like that.
Yeah, right.
But there's two coaches that are, right now would be off limit. It would be
Old Brick.
It would be Brick. And it would be Led.
If I'm
looking at it from that standpoint, those two dudes would be all in it.
Yeah, and again, for people that maybe didn't see that story, the Cowboys requested to interview Ulbrich for their DC job.
Yes.
Falcons blocked it. Pretty common stuff. It happens every offseason.
Yes. Yes.
With I think the Falcons even did it with Ryan Nielsen briefly after they moved on from Arthur Smith and then ultimately moved on from the whole staff. But it's not uncommon for that to happen.
No.
You also heard Arthur Blank talk about Ulbrich yesterday pretty glowingly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like the two kind of answers he gave about right now was they asked him if Penix is the franchise quarterback, and he said yeah.
Yes.
Which is kind of what you have to say.
Yeah, man.
Like, if you said
I'm trying to figure that out.
Even if it ultimately isn't true, that's kind of what you have to say yesterday in real time, because he's under contract and he was a top 10 pick. And then, he said, I like Ulbrich. I would encourage
him.
Or recommend or whatever, the incoming coach to consider him, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hello,
happy Mo. Happy New Year.
Happy
I guess
New
I
Year.
Still say it. My birthday was yesterday, so technically it's a whole new year. I got a random question for y'all, man. Like, I know Andy says he eats an apple every day, so I'm assuming that's your favorite fruit. Randy, what is your favorite fruit? And I had a Randy moment the other day. One of my friends was like, hey, if you could put together the perfect woman, who would it be? And I immediately said, my lady.
Yeah, there you go,
Mo.
There you go, Mo.
There you go, Mo.
There you go.
Hell yeah, dude. You finally learned something. We finally learned you something. Hell
yeah. Look, you done learned me something. It took 47 years. All right,
so there you go,
you
Mo.
Finally learned you something, man. I don't have one.
You know?
Nah. I mean, I don't really eat fruit a lot. But I have to start drinking more water. Because I was dehydrated all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was like doing on the treadmill. I had the new sweat thing that I have. And dude, I was fine after. We got Twin Peaks and I was like, oh!
Yeah.
It was creeping up in them little gremlins. But people creeping up in my side.
Yeah, you gotta stay hydrated.
Yeah, man, them little gremlins.
No, I mean, you're not even like a mango?
Mm-mm.
No,
I'll eat like if,
bananas.
Like I'll eat a banana because Sebastian likes bananas, so I'll eat a banana.
Yeah,
I'll eat grapes, something like that. That's about it.
Okay,
yeah.
I think Apple is my favorite. I do eat an apple every day. I really do like apples. I also really like raspberries. You got to eat the raspberries quick, though. They go bad fast.
They really do.
We buy a lot of fruit with, I don't know. You know, kids like fruit, I guess. Yeah. Or you have want they, them to eat it because it's good for them.
Have y'all done frozen raspberries yet?
No.
Stick them in the freezer, man. Kids freaking love them.
Yeah, really?
Man. Oh, yeah. Olivia loves. She'll sit there and eat a whole pint of raspberries frozen.
Oh, yeah. Great tip. Thank you. We've done frozen blueberries because you can get the bag of frozen blueberries.
Yes. Frozen grapes.
We go through a lot of fruit, man. Like
that's a good snack, man.
It's a good snack, and it's healthy for them and all that, and that's good. But this is one of those things that, like, because people always ask us, like, what did you not know about being a parent, whatever. I'll tell you that. If you're expecting right now, set aside a fruit budget.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be spending a lot of money on blackberries and blueberries and grapes and bananas and whatnot.
And that's good, though, because if it's not, it's the opposite end of the spectrum where all they want is freaking, like, candy.
My kid's like a boat, but, yeah. like, Sebastian loves fruit. He's going to eat it. Mm. Like, she just texted me. They're at the market right now, and I bet you right now, because I threw away one the day before yesterday, he's going to come home with the pineapple, a real pineapple.
He does like pineapple.
But won't eat it.
He just likes how they look.
He just like how they look. So he will come home today with a pineapple.
That is really great.
No doubt about it.
That's really cool.
No doubt about it. Like, you ever heard of dragon fruit?
Uh-huh. I heard of that.
He has too. And if he goes to the store, you know what he wants? Daddy, dragon fruit.
They're cool looking. They're actually really bland.
He don't want to eat it.
I know.
He
you would never. Look at it. You would never think that. Yeah. You would think of dragon fruit. That must be exotic. Yeah, it looks cool, but
dragon fruit.
Cut it open. It's nothing special. My kids also really like those apple sauce packs.
Yeah, man. Go-go.
Which is good. It's good. It's the same applesauce that comes in the big tub. And the big tub is a lot cheaper.
Yeah, my kids same only, applesauce.
My kids only want it if it's
split into like
personalized
half-ounce portions
squeezer thing.
Charge you twice as much.
I did one time try to like wash it out, save it, and put other applesauce in it. Can't really do it. I don't know how they fill it up. They must have a machine because I couldn't do it. Anyway, Adam's in Atlanta. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Love the show, guys.
Thank you. Love you.
You think there's a lot of back channeling going with Matt LaFleur? Like, can you actually do that and like talk about what's the potential that he might be interested in? And we're waiting for this playoff game, hopefully to end with a loss by Green Bay, so we can try to go after him if they let him go, which is, I know, highly unlikely, but there is a chance. So would there be any like talking about it now, because they don't want to make any decisions until they get Matt Ryan in potentially, but that's their guy. Maybe they're just going to wait another week and a half and just before they start doing anything outside of hiring a GM and all the other stuff. What do you feel about that?
Why is Matt LaFleur the guy?
I don't know. That's a rumor.
What'd you say?
I said, there's a rumor that Matt LaFleur's the guy?
Well, I guess, I don't know. Falcons fans really want
him. Okay. I didn't know somebody reported that or not. But, yeah, I mean, there's always back channeling. You're not going to tell me that Matt Ryan ain't suggesting stuff, okay?
Oh, for sure.
We ain't no dumbass.
You know, also, Matt LaFleur has an agent who knows all kinds of different people, and I'm sure there's conversations.
Yeah, it is. Oh, real quick, Andy, the Trinidad, the original part of it is that the NCAA denied it.
Oh.
Yeah, they denied his six-year eligibility.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay, so that's why all the other stuff came down and everything like that.
You know the craziest tweet I saw yesterday? It? Yeah, don't deny it. I mean, everybody gets to play forever now.
Yeah.
That Kadarius, no, not Kadarius Toney. What's Tony's name that plays for Miami?
Malachi
Toney was 11.
Yeah.
When Carson Beck was a freshman.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy? That's true.
Damn.
That's not just somebody saying, "Damn, Carson's old." No, legitimately, Malachi Toney was 11 years old when Carson Beck was a freshman. Great, because he's only 18 now.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be a senior in high school, which imagine that.
Yes. He was quarterback at, what is it, American Heritage, I think it was a quarterback.
Where's that at?
In Plantation, Florida, down in Miami.
Oh, it is, okay.
Yeah, I think it was the quarterback.
That catch that he made, I know his foot was out of bounds.
He's sick.
What in the absolute
He's a little strong.
World.
He's a little strong little joker, man.
Yeah.
He's a strong
little
joker.
He's a different type of dude.
Yeah, man. He is damn near.
I'm glad we get
good.
To watch him play another game this year. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Hey. Hey, so if I was a ref, I just would have gave him that catch because his toe hit the ground first before his heel came down. I would have just gave it to
catch.
Him. I ain't going to lie to you.
I know.
That was a great
catch. But so speaking of which now, Carson Beck plays quarterback. So what if that was your kid playing like Tony, a receiver, and you had some 25, 26-year-old stud linebacker or safety back there? Would you still agree with that?
Oh, if my kid could skip high school and play – for Miami?
Well, I'm just saying, if your kid played receiver or running back,
all right,
and you had like a 25, 26-year-old stud linebacker back there just knocking the crap out of kids, would you still agree with it?
I mean,
that's
you know,
my question.
Okay.
If Jack ends up being able to play like Malachi Toney,
yeah,
and all the coaches are like, yeah, he's ready.
Yeah.
I'd probably, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be right. I mean, it is what it is with the age thing, man. I mean, I do think sometimes you're like, okay, he's a grown ass man and he's a child still, but he's still out there playing football.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, so that's always.
It's so few and far between with these guys, too. Yeah. You know, it's very rare for guys to skip a year of high school to play college football a year early.
Yeah, it's very rare to have a 26-year-old middle linebacker.
That's very rare, too.
Yeah, like maybe a quarterback. I remember we had a 20. How old was Bruce? We were 18, so Bruce was like 26, 27, but he came.
Mormon?
No, Marine.
Oh.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Tim's incoming. Hey, Tim.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Tim.
So my question is, if the Hawks could go back in time to 2018.
Yes, they would have kept Luka.
Luka.
Yes, Luka. Keep Luka. Yes.
They keep Luka.
Yes, you keep Luka. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I already did the question.
Yes.
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 Yes. You got Luka.
But hey, look, neither one of those guys play for the teams that
But I don't give
anymore.
A damn. I would love to see Luka in Atlanta.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yes. That would be really good. There's also people that work for the organization that wanted Luka.
Yes.
They just decided to go with Trey. Now, Trey was good too.
Trey was good. I'm not going to take it that way from him. But yes, I would have liked, yes.
Trey was great. Yes. If they could go back and do
yes.
it, they would take Luka. Josh is in Suwannee. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. The Falcons, obviously, are going through a lot of turnover. They also announced that they're going to have new uniforms for this new regime of Atlanta Falcons. I have a question for all four of y'all. What combination or what style uniform do all of y'all want to see the Atlanta Falcons in? Me, personally, I want to see the red helmet, black jersey, white pants modernized, make that their home jersey, find an away jersey to go with that. And then their throwback needs to be the jersey they wore in the first Super Bowl, the black helmet, the black jersey and the gray pants with the heavy stripes. Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. I'm all for the red helmet.
I'm all for the gray pants.
Which one's that?
The one that Josh talked about. They won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me right there.
Yeah. I just, you know, these jerseys right now, they're all right. Those ones are great, though.
Yeah.
Like, you have a great uniform, couple of great uniforms. The black helmets from the 90s and the red helmets from before that, both elite.
Yep.
And it sounds like they're going to change. So, good. A fresh restart.
We get to see Boosie.
Oh, good.
Yes, he avoids jail time.
Good.
Yeah, Boosie's not going to jail. He's receiving a sentence of time served along with the fine and community service. All right.
So good, because was going to be a tough week if Trey gets traded.
Tough, and then Boosie
goes
to jail.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
All right.
I don't think we could have absorbed all that bad news.
Yeah. All right.
Good. Thank goodness.
Yes. All of it. Yes.
Thank goodness. Derek is in ball ground. Hey, Derek.
All right, boys, absorb that. You guys good?
We're doing great.
All right, sweet. Hey, back to your fruit problem. When it comes to all your fruit going bad, you need to work on smoothies for your kids.
Smoothies, yeah.
Take all that stuff that's about 2 days away and just throw it in the blender with some ice, maybe some yogurt. Call it a day.
Yep, that's a good tip.
Yep, game over. Go Falcons.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, appreciate the tip, brother. Appreciate the tip.
Thank you, Derek. Derek just wanted to call in and inform us about smoothies.
Peanut butter also great in smoothies.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, we do a little protein powder as well, kind of make it a meal.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I know people use old bananas, I think, for banana bread at times
my
as
well.
My
wife will do that.
I'll tell you what, Randy, the quality of banana my dad used to throw in some of these smoothies.
I can only imagine. I know Mr. G. That thing was damn near, it was past black.
You know, the other thing you can do with bananas that are going bad like that, freeze them and then put them in the smoothie frozen because the blender will mix it all up. They don't have to put any ice in it because the ice just kind of waters it down.
Yeah, I don't. My wife does smoothies, all that stuff. I did do it. I'm good.
Anti-smoothie?
No, I'm not anti-anything. I just don't want to.
How come?
I don't eat breakfast too many times.
Yeah. Well, you can do a smoothie for an afternoon.
I'm here all afternoon.
Are frozen red drinks not hard enough? Is that what?
Is it almost like a daiquiri? Yeah. Is that?
No. I actually don't have anything against that. Now, I got stuff against. I don't have nothing against daiquiris either. I ain't drinking it, but I don't got nothing against it, okay? don't try to do me like that, okay? It's Friday.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
I don't have a problem with smoothies at all. I don't have a problem with daiquiris, okay?
The term smoothie is a little soft, though.
I've drank smoothies, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's probably a hard-ass smoothie.
You're damn right. Though. I always got the Hulk. Yeah. I always got the Hulk. I wasn't getting no fruity raspberry. But and if you drink that, I don't have a problem with it. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm talking about my preference, all right? It was chocolate with whey protein and, like, all kind of
manly smoothie.
But I'm not saying that raspberry smoothies are not manly.
You might almost have to call that a shake.
I'm not saying that, okay? All right, man. Okay, you're not going to get me. It's Friday.
I'm not trying to get
anybody.
Yes,
you are. You're trying to get me to say that smoothies and stuff is soft. No, it's not. All right? No, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay.
All right.
So smoothies are hard, then.
I didn't say that. I just said they're not soft.
Okay.
I like smoothies.
I did
like. You drink smoothies. Both drink smoothies. Everybody drinks smoothie. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Had a lot right with it.
Yeah.
Nutritious.
Very much so. Let's go, man. Before I say something else.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for
tonight's meal. Tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
For the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My takeaway of the day is that smoothies are good.
Okay? They are good.
I'm not going to go there with you, Andy. I know what you were trying to do. And then me and Elvin Hayes should have been in the same era together.
Yeah, Elvin Hayes. Shout out to Elvin Hayes.
No doubt about it.
Hulk's a freak.
Yeah, man.
Hulk's a nasty-ass freak.
He's a nasty-ass freak, man. She's a nice looking lady, though.
Sure she is. She's Brazilian.
Aristocrat Joe shows his true colors when he referred to Abe and me as the producers in the control room.
Yeah, that was some big time stuff.
That was big
there
time. You get your name called second to the damn press conference.
It took 47 years, but our guy Mo finally learned something.
About damn time, Mo.
And at one point during the show, Randy did call Trevor Lawrence a hot-ass quarterback.
He did. Bo talked about his silky hair, and Randy said that. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you.